Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Here's Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Really, the Fat Boy has the best song.
He does, man.
He may not agree, but I think the best songs. Yeah, it's Nine's Rejoin Week. He made a didn't play a Nine song. It was my Rejoin Week last week. I didn't play any of them. I played a Fat Boy song. They're the best songs.
They're the best. That one is kind of a forgotten gem, I feel.
Even the new one from yesterday.
Yeah.
the Halo. I Love You Like a Dirt Road. Oh, the Halo one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then body was the other one was like body like a back road from Mail Sack.
Yeah. Do you have Body Like a Back Road available? It's like 20 seconds long. It's so short, but so good. I kept singing it in my head the whole afternoon. By the way, this is great. Real quick.
Body like a fat boy, he's a chunky boy toy. Got a lot of curves from his gut to his ass. On a diet, but he's cheating. He just keeps on eating. He could kill a horse when he passes some gas.
That's not true. I did it yesterday and you couldn't tell.
It's P1 Rebel Line. It's not rebellion, as I thought. He just spells it in a cool way. It's P1 Rebellion. Yeah, I thought Nine was going to fight Fat Boy yesterday in the office page because Fat Boy broke wind, and Nine was livid about it.
Oh, it sounded terrible. I was worried this was just going to gas up the whole room.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't even tell.
You're 4 foot from the door.
Must have been deadly.
I never caught any of it, but it sounded like the worst. It really did.
It was awful. It was terrible.
All right, so in a little over an hour, Nine and Fat Boy will join together and announce what my pigskin punishment will be for this week. I lost week one for pigskin picks, thus I will have to do the punishment tomorrow.
Yeah, we had to go back to the drawing board after Fat Boy couldn't hold that fart till Wednesday.
Oh,
goodness.
I couldn't, man.
Imagine, he would have just floated away like Violet Beauregard.
Aw.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and get into Truth and Consequences. I told you it's the 20-plus year friendship that could possibly be ending because of scissors. Let's bring on this young lady. We don't want to say any names yet to protect the anonymity. Anonymity. That was a great horror movie, Nine. Did you see it?
Yeah, Anonymityville Horror.
Anonymityville Horror. It was really
great.
Good. So we'll just call you Lady. Hey, Lady. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. It's going to be weird because I'm just going to call you you, but I can't say your name yet because we don't want to, you know, let the cat out of the bag. But welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. I've been listening forever, but this is the first time I've ever been on, but I'm a big, big fan.
Okay. Awesome. Now, Truth and Consequences, that's where a listener can call someone and either confront them about something or either admit to something. It's the truth, it's the consequences, it's both. It's not or, it's both.
Both of them.
So I know it involves scissors. That I misspoke earlier and said scissoring. It's not that. It's scissors.
No. No.
All right.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Well, what happened was I have this friend. We grew up together in this smaller town in upstate South Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't want to give too much away because obviously it involves a lot of people that I know. So,
yeah.
But anyway, this town we grew up in is not quite as big as Greenville, and it's one of those small towns that's small enough where everybody knows everybody's business.
Oh, I know where this town is. I know exactly where we're
at. So me and this girl have been friends for, like, seriously over 20 years, and for the last 18 of those years, I've been seeing her every 2 weeks to get my hair done. So, because we've been friends for forever, like I said, and when she became a hairdresser, I just started letting her do my hair.
Okay. There's the scissors!
Yeah.
Kind of a letdown, I'm going to be honest, but I get this. So
Fat Boy, very disappointed.
He's very disappointed. So, we've known her for 20 years, and then for almost that entire time, ever since she became a cosmetologist. Wait a minute. Is she a Russian astronaut, or she cut hair?
She cuts hair,
okay,
unfortunately.
So,
cosmetologist might be cooler.
What is that called now? It's not a cosmetologist, and it's not a beautician anymore.
Stylist.
What is it? Stylist?
Yeah, or stylist.
Stylist,
or
hairdresser.
I know some ladies who are barbers.
Lady barbers.
Yeah.
Barbarists. Barbaristas.
Those barbers.
Yeah. No, those folks serve coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So she's cut your hair for 18 years. All right. And your friends,
yeah,
too, so that helps.
Yeah, and you can imagine over seeing her every 2 weeks for 18 years, we started getting even closer. We talk about all our problems, give each other advice, exchange gifts. We've been to each other's kids' parties. And, yeah. I mean, we even took a trip together to Pigeon Forge one time, like forever ago.
Oh, now we're talking. Seeing the world. So so you start off as friends, and then you became even closer because I get it. You sit there, you get your hair cut, and then you sit there and talk because it's awkward if you don't. Have to.
Seriously.
I went to years ago, I'd go to a place and get my hair cut, and the guy was a real introvert, and he would just sit there and just cut my hair and not talk. And I was like, well, maybe he doesn't want to talk, so I wouldn't talk. And it was so weird.
It would smell like your neck or whatever.
No. He wouldn't announce it. He's putting a hot towel on my face either. That came out of nowhere. It scared the hell out of me. Now, so tell us what's the problem? Why is this on Truth and Consequences that she cuts your hair and all that stuff?
Yeah. So the problem is my husband and I moved to Greenville, a little bit closer to Greenville, and we're about an hour away from that town where I grew up. But for 2 years, I kept going to see her to get my hair done.
Yeah. Is this like a, it's called a salon, right? Is that what you call it? Like if it's okay, so is it like a real one? Or is it like, my mama used to go to this place where a lady did perms in a shed out behind the house. Truly, it was in Berea.
They do Texas there, too.
Her name was Mary Ellen. She would, and then they finally built onto the house and put her a salon in the house. So is it a real one?
Used to always be.
It started out a lot like the shed behind the house. It was like a school, one of those like school portable kind of buildings. You remember those?
Oh yes, I do. They were all the same color brown. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but for 12 years or so, it's been a real brick and mortar salon.
Okay.
Okay. Not just an enclosed carport.
No.
I've been in some of those too, with like my grandma and my aunts and stuff.
It's hard to keep up with the terminology now. Somebody told me the other day they had a mud room at their house, and I was like, the bathroom?
What's
they're like,
no.
Where we put our dirty shoes.
You didn't have a mud room?
You mean the back porch? What is this mud room crap?
Where you
anyway.
Your coats and things like so that. You, wipe your feet.
So you go into the salon, and then you've been doing it now for a couple years, driving back and forth.
Yeah. But. It was 2 hours of driving, and of course, then there was the time for the actual haircut and us talking, and it was turning into 5 or 6 hours that I was of my day that was eaten up by getting my hair done.
Right.
And so that was a big part of the decision. But another big part of my decision to stop going was that the quality of service was going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't updating anything. Like, she had the same pictures on the wall, same equipment. It was just really drab looking.
Yeah.
And she was doing the same style of haircut, and she would try to do new stuff. She said she was good to try anything.
Yeah.
She did try, but she just really wasn't updating anything other than her license. So I decided to start going to see a girl here in Greenville.
Okay. So does the old hairdresser know this yet? Is that the big reveal today? That because I'm sitting here thinking, big deal, but boy, I'm sitting here thinking about my mama over the years of places where she would go, and when she had, it was like a relationship you started.
Oh,
mama.
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. So, and she doesn't know. I've actually been hiding my social media from her. Like, she can't see anything so that she doesn't know that I'm getting my hair done somewhere else.
How do you unfriended her? Like, what do you mean?
No, I didn't unfriend her. I didn't block her, but you can make your posts disappear from her time. I had to have my niece show me, honestly.
Yeah. So you're still friends with her. She just doesn't like. So how long ago did she cut you?
All the hair stuff.
How long ago did she give you a haircut then?
Well, it's been about 3 months since I stopped going. And she'll text me to try and schedule an appointment, but I'll just make up excuses. I mean, some are legitimate, like the time. I don't have 5 or 6 hours to get my hair done anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
But some of them are just lies. Like, for the last month, I've been telling her that my mom has been cutting my hair.
Oh, man.
That is not true. My mom's got bad arthritis, and I would not let her near my head with scissors.
Let her cut it. Let her cut it.
She's mama, sorry.
Oh, man.
That's a punishment. Let's get her number.
She can hold a broom real well, though, yeah. I bet.
I think, you almost have to wait for something bad to happen. Like, I remember one time when my aunt, her lady, Nancy, was out for surgery. So my aunt just didn't get her hair done for like 3 months. Nancy was, because, you know, she's not going anywhere else. But I'm like, that'd be the time to switch hairdressers.
Right. You'd have an out.
It's like a it's like a no fault kind of split from a hairdresser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see where this could be a tough thing. But why not just say, hey, look, I'm just being honest. You know, I love you. We've been friends all these years, whatever. But, I mean, crap. It turns into 2 hours worth of driving, 3 or 4 hours worth of... Because you can't just go get your hair cut. I get it.
Like you said, it's like a relationship. I feel like I'm cheating in a relationship. It's weird. But I decided to do this on the show because there's been some rumors going around, and I really just want to put an end to all that.
The rumors? What are the rumors?
Well, I don't want to get into too specific, but because it is embarrassing for the other people. But if it comes up on here, then I'm definitely game to talk about it. I mean, yes, we've been friends for 20 years. Yes, she's been doing my hair for 18 years.
Right.
But don't slap your gums with BS and not expect it to get back to me. Because just because I live an hour away doesn't mean anything. I mean, Facebook, you hear everything. So it's going to stop now.
Well.
Dang. So this is more than... Hey, I'm not getting my hair done by you, and no, my mom's not been cutting my hair. I'm going somewhere else. But there's also some rumors you need to address.
Yeah, so it kind of like all spiraled out of the hairdressing situation, but it's definitely more than that.
She telling people you got extensions, and you really don't? Because that's a big thing, right? She's like, it ain't that long, it's extensions. It ain't even real virgin hair, I lied to her.
That's a wig.
That girl been knocked up twice, it wasn't virgin hair.
It's this wig.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
This is saucy, this is salacious. Do they still do perms? Is that still a thing? Do women,
is that still a thing?
The smell of those were just awful. Oh, it was
awful. It's definitely, you can't get them as many places anymore, but yeah, they still do them.
I'd be dead boring.
I smelled a bunch of perm growing up.
Me too. Yeah. I instantly go back to where I was saying earlier about that house in Berea, back in the shed.
Yeah, just choking on perm chemical.
Yeah. All right.
It's a terrible smell.
It is.
So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, you're going to call. Now we know your former hairdresser, but soon to be. The end of a friendship, right? I mean, this is you don't want to say what the rumors are, but it's to the point of if it comes up, then you'll go with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Here we go. All right, fantastic. All right, hold on for us, okay?
You got it.
All right. Okay.
Here we go.
This is gonna be something right here. I mean, this is gonna be something, and. You know, the thing, I was thinking exactly that it's like she's hiding her life on social media from her ex-hairdresser because she doesn't want her to see any selfies or whatever, or posties, any of those.
Hide from the hairdresser lady.
Yeah, she's hiding her life from her hairdresser.
Hide from the stylist.
She doesn't want to just tell her, you know. And it is part, the one thing that she kind of touched on, yes, it's the driving and all that, but like she's sitting there saying, you know, old girl's place doesn't look so hot. And you can imagine, they probably still have those chairs where you sit in them and the big old thing come down over your head.
Yeah.
It's like you're getting ready to go off in space.
Yeah.
She's been avoiding the drama, so here it comes.
Here it comes.
Were those dryers? I never knew what they were.
Yeah.
Just a dryer?
Oh, was it?
Weird dryer.
My mama wouldn't even turn it on. She just put it over her head, so she wouldn't. She'd act like she couldn't hear me talking.
Yep.
Wouldn't even be. I was like, "Mama, ain't plugged in. Can't hear you, Matthew." All right, we're gonna take a break. Truth and Consequences. It's the Rise Guys. A 20-plus year friendship could be coming to an end because of hair and rumors. That's a good tease too. Hair and rumors. Truth and Consequences. It's the Rise Guys, guys.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
Love them. They're hilarious. They entertain me on the drive to work.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day.
Good music is everything else is terrible.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Straight up 7:30. We are in the middle of Truth and Consequences. We've been talking with a lady who has been friends with another girl for 20-plus years. For the last 18 of those 20-plus years, she's cut her hair. She went and got her hair cut by this particular girl. Well, over time, she moved up here to Yevette, Greenville. It's about an hour away back to where she would normally, where she used to live and get her hair cut. So she quit going there. She hasn't told her hairdresser that she is not coming back there. She's going and getting it done somewhere up here in the Greenville area.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one.
This one here, this one here.
Now, you know, look, as a sometimes maybe there's some women texting in saying, "Oh my God, this isn't that big of a deal." But I just saw the way my mother, and I've seen the way other women that I've known. Paige, like you're very loyal to your stylist, right?
Yes.
And you would never ever think about going anywhere else.
Never.
Would you hide your life from her on social media if you did?
No, I love Timmy.
Oh, gay Timmy cuts your hair. Well, of course not. Yeah. Well, word would get to him.
Yeah.
No.
Of course.
You can't switch.
So
you can never switch.
So you've got the time differential and all that, but then she says there's also some rumors are going around that she wants to get addressed to that could possibly end the whole friendship. So there's some good dynamics going on here. You ready?
I'm ready, man.
No, I said, are you ready?
I'm ready. Not for anything in particular.
I got you.
Yeah, all right. Copyright stuff.
All right. Let's bring Lady back on. That's what I'm calling her now. Hey, Lady.
Hi.
Okay. Okay. So here we go. We're getting strapped in, ready for this thing. The company we work for, Intercom, makes us legally, we have to ask you this. So are you sure that you want to do this live on the radio right now?
You bet your butt, Matt, man. Let's go. And
right.
Nine, you got my back?
I mean, I don't know, man.
All right. Nine's got your back.
Yeah.
That means I get the front.
Hell yeah, that'll work.
All right, fantastic. Fat boy's on your shoulders. So have a seat.
All right.
All right. All right, here we go. We're going to dial the number. When she answers, she won't know she's on the radio. So, you know, just make some small talk or whatever. And then when you let her know what's up and it hits the fan, we'll jump on the call too, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, here we go. Truth and Consequences. 18 years of hairdressery. 20-year friendship. Coming to an end, perhaps.
Hello? Good morning. Hey, who's this? Oh, it's Candace. Oh, hey. Sorry, I didn't recognize your number. Hang on a second, I need to set this stuff down. Okay. Sorry about that. Hey, Candace, what's up? Why'd you block your number? Wait, what? The caller ID, it says that it's a block number, so I don't know. What's up?
Oh, funny you asked that. I was...
Yeah, you know what? It's okay. I know exactly why you're calling.
Yeah?
So, yeah, but you know what? I'm going to tell you what. I don't have anything.
Don't have, you mean like an appointment?
Yeah.
Oh, you're all booked up, huh? Staying busy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to get to the point because I can already tell that you're kind of getting snappy with me.
Yeah. Yeah, you think?
Yeah. So you think I'm calling to make a hair appointment and it sounds like you're saying you're too busy and you're booked up. But from what I've heard, you're having some problems.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Good. Just you tell me what you've heard, and then I can tell you what I've heard.
Well, you first.
You called me, Candace. You know, are you going to apologize about Jody? You know, because you know what? Your apology ain't worth shit.
Hold on. Hold on that. All right. Both on hold?
Yeah.
All right. Woo. All right. We had a dropping of a bomb made of S. That's what just happened.
Yes, we did.
Hold on. All right. We have to wait for it. See, we're on an 8-second delay, and thank God for it. We would be unemployed at this point if we did not have the 8-second delay. We've all been dumped out on. Even Paige has said bad words accidentally.
You know,
oh, yes. She said a bad word there, so we got to we have to wait for the delay to ramp back up.
Yeah, give it some time.
Okay. Fat boy, you tell me when.
Yeah, you good now.
All right. All right, so obviously, Stephanie, good morning. Stephanie, or I don't know if you're aware yet, we're on the radio right now, so it's the Rise Guys 93.3 The Planet. Stephanie, she hang up?
Yeah.
All right. Is Candace still there?
Yes, she's okay.
Candace, hold on. Hold on. I don't know if you heard it or not, but she said a bad word, so we had to dump out, and then we had to throw her on hold, and she hung up. Fat boy's calling her back. Hold on, okay?
There's some heat here.
All right.
Yeah. All right. We got to get to, because I took some notes here. What?
Let me try it again, make sure I got the right number.
Oh, good gracious. All right. Okay. So while we're getting her back on. Okay. We need some a little bit of explanation here. What does she think you were calling to apologize about? And is Jody like the new hair girl you're going to, the stylist?
No. So
hold on one second. Hold on one second. Fat boy, what happened?
Well, nothing. I got voicemail.
She's sending you the voicemail?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna make an appointment.
Okay.
I cannot believe she hung up and now she won't answer.
Okay. But what about the rumors? Like the whole thing you said you wouldn't talk about, and then she said you're apologizing. What was she talking about? Is Jody like the guy, or is Jody a guy, or is Jody the new hairstylist? That's what I don't understand.
Stephanie has told 4 separate people that the reason that her and her husband Jody split up is because of me.
Is there any truth to that?
No. Nothing against him. He's a very nice guy, but I have never once thought of Jody in that way. And the reason he left her ugly fat ass is because, you know what? I'm sorry. I am just pissed off. And my husband knows.
Ass is fine. I mean, it's just like, why did she think her husband messed with you?
Well, so my husband knows I would never cheat on him. And him and Jody have been friends for like 10 years too. But this is just BS. Like, nothing against Jody, but I'm not going to say anything bad about him, but he could tell people this rumor is not true.
Okay.
But Stephanie thought something was going on because Jody would always come by the salon to see Stephanie when I was there.
Okay.
But no. But he left her because she's a horrible person and a horrible wife.
Okay. And are those rumors, is that why you stopped getting your hair done? I mean, is that truly with the driving thing?
No, the rumors had nothing to do with it. They seriously did have to do with the fact that she lives an hour away.
Yeah.
And plus, her prices are too high. And like I said, her hairstyles are stuck in the 90s.
Okay.
Like every woman that comes out of there to get a haircut, every bitch that walks out of there walked out looking like Kate plus 8 with that shaved head, the shaved back, with the frizzy top, and it just looks stupid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So she's putting 2 and 2 together. That her and her husband split, and then he always would come by there. Yeah, but how would he know when you were going to be there unless he was looking at her appointment book or something
exactly.
Like that?
Like, it just, and he would talk to me because we've known each other just like for as long as they've been together.
Yeah. All right. So I guess the friendship's over?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
I can tell you what, y'all are definitely popular. My phone is already blowing up.
Hell yeah, it is.
What, people hear you on the radio?
Yeah, they're texting me.
Hell yeah. I love when that happens.
So who got Jody in the split?
Oh, her for sure. Nope.
Oh, she gets joked. Well, he suffered enough, as she says. All right. Well, thank you for doing that with us today. I imagine you'll probably hear from her. Check your Facebook. Look at this, though. Think about this, Candace, if I may. You can now be the real you. You don't have to hide your social media anymore.
Yeah, at this point, I might as well unfriend her, not even worry about blocking anything.
What's the new haircut look like? What are you rocking right now? What are the hair vibes looking like?
I'm very modern. Yeah. Same. I'm keeping up with the trends, I think, at least.
Me too. I'm same way. I got my ear to the ground.
Also, she's got half of her side of her head shaved.
I've got tendrils right now. You should see them. Awesome.
I think that's out, the half shaved.
Oh, is it? They're out now. Yeah. All right, Candace, thank you so much, and reply to all those texts and tell them that me and Nine and Paige and Fatboy said thank you for listening. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, have a good morning.
Bye.
All frizzy on top.
It seems like a lot of the hairstyles nowadays are very similar to those 90s hairstyles again. So this lady's about to come back into fashion with her cosmetology.
Another damn women's blue jeans are. High-waisted things. Get out of here with that.
Why do you look like Jesse from Saved by the Bell?
Start wearing them like Lita from wrestling back there, back in the area, late 90s.
I like the low-rise more, yeah.
Yeah.
It requires hips to keep your britches up.
All right. I would love to hear from some beauticians or stylists or cosmetologists. Cosmonauts, if there's any out there.
That'd be cool.
Or just in general, your reaction to that. 1-800-774-0093. Of course, the conspiracy theorists out there are saying Jody definitely was, there's something to that, because she stopped going there the minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
anytime a man is involved,
if it's a good haircut, a woman will drive an hour for it. Damn it. They will.
They will.
I've seen it. 1-800-774-0093. Get on the horn, touch base with us. We'll talk on the radio. 1-800-774-0093. Right?
1-800-774-0093. Call us up. Talk about hair with us.
Hair, scissors, and breakups. Oh, that'll keep them around. To rise, guys. Morning, everybody.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:49. We'll try to get some calls in here. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. I assume, but you know what? Shame on me. I should not assume these are women. But when they talk about their hairdresser, I assume that's a woman, right?
Yeah, man usually says barber, even if it isn't a barber.
So anyway, a lot of people are saying it's not that big of a deal. Like maybe with the baby boomers in that type of generation, that it was a big deal to lock into like a beautician.
I don't know.
Just the way I was raised.
Beautician.
Stylist. Hair cutter?
Yeah, but they do so much more than just cutting your hair nowadays, you know.
Right. They have wine.
Yeah.
They do.
Well, not only that, but I mean, they do other things. Like, you know, for guys, you get your beard styled and everything else.
Well, if you have one, certainly.
Yes.
You don't have to get it styled.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they do the best, I think.
I go to a certain place just to get my marking cut.
Yeah.
Now, Paige, let me ask you this. As we pointed out there, talking about the loyalty to, somebody who cuts your hair, what does Gay Timmy call himself?
He's a stylist? Definitely a stylist. Because he's gone above and all.
He's a stylista. He's a fashionista.
Yeah, I mean, he's cut my hair for so many years.
He also made me almost draw mud one time when he scared me dressed as a teddy bear.
That was last fall at the 28-hour broadcast.
Coming up soon.
And he did my hair for 2 movies, so he's definitely a stylist.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Which 2 movies? Oh, the one. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, he drives at night, and then he did Jeff and Joan.
Okay, so let's just say that something happened, and you went and you found a new stylist.
Uh-huh.
Do you tell? Well, Timmy is different, because we've known him forever, and you're like a real friend with him.
Yes, I am.
See, that's why you can't become friends with the people who cut your hair.
No, but I mean, we're different. We share the same birthday. We have similar personality, so...
Right,
we're
but
really
like,
good friends.
But if you're really close to the person, like, I've never gotten a haircut. Well, I don't recall ever getting one that I really didn't like. I remember one time when I was a kid, they got the back of my neck too hard with the clippers,
oh,
and
yeah,
it really hurt.
Yeah.
But I, But you never walk out of there saying, this sucks. I hate the way my hair looks. Like, even the bittiest of bitty would say, oh, it looks great, thanks. And then she'd get on the phone and call everybody and say, don't go back to see Florence.
Yeah.
Florence does hair.
Like, when women get their hair colored, you know, it's still an experiment. It might not turn out exactly how you want.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you just have to, if you don't like it, they'll redo it.
But is it crazy, though, that you have to let the other person know if you've been going there forever?
No.
No!
They want you to be happy with what you have, so it's better to have that rapport with the people that style your hair.
It's like when, back in the old days of when I, you know, was in church every Sunday night and Wednesday and visitational Tuesday night.
Yeah.
They would always do, man, it's kind of weird to even think about now. I forget it.
Oh, come on, man. I want a good juicy church story.
Well, it's not juicy, but it's just, I don't want to make an analogy that's not apropos in this particular way. But
I mean, if you had a guy who handled, he was your lawyer for like your first four divorces, and then when it's time for number five, you go to a different lawyer, then that's fine too, you know?
I tell you what it is. Like, I remember of going to church, and there would be like a family would just disappear. They wouldn't come back. Rumors would get around, they're backsliders. They'd stop going to church. Meanwhile, two or three months would go by, and then they would do the business meeting at church, and they received a letter. The letter was, the church would then vote on giving the letter of the membership of that person to another church. That's how you find out people left church, is because you received the letter.
They wouldn't send anybody out to their house? Because I've gotten that
like a wellness check?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but it was weird. We received a letter from Park Place Baptist Church. It seemed the Llewellyns have decided to go over there.
I used to get people coming to, because we'd try different churches, and they'd be like, well, you haven't been. I'd be like, I need some food, man. This has been awful bad around here. Yeah, they bring you food.
Well, you shouldn't have accepted that food. But you know what I mean? Like, if you quit going to a church, you don't call everybody and say, hey, I've started going to another church.
I would. I'm going here now because you get to wear jeans and there's more music.
I guess if you have good friends there.
They have a stage show. They have lasers.
You'll say something. If you have good friends that, you know, if the person who cuts your hair is a good friend, you probably let them know.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you just would be obligated to keep going there.
Wouldn't it be better to be honest with someone instead of having that kind of fear and aggression the next time you go get your hair done, thinking, oh, no, they're going to mess it up? It's better to say I don't like it.
I mean, if you tell them right when you get there, you know what, this might be the last time, you might walk out with a mohawk.
Wow. Yeah, you don't pre-tell them. You don't tell them at all. You're an adult. You don't call public to say, sorry, you don't carry Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. I'm Ingles only.
I'm going to Ingles. Me and Fatboy going to Ingles and Pickens this Saturday.
Heck yeah.
2:30 to 4:30 for our football program.
Ingles of Pickens.
Yeah, Ingles of Pickens.
Okay. And then, you got to hightail it from there. You're double whammied.
Yeah, because me and Mattman will be at Rigsby's eating some smoked burgers, man, up on the parkway.
I've heard a whole bunch of good things about that place. I can't wait to go there.
Starting at 7:30, which is kickoff time. We're going to be watching a whole bunch of orange, man. We'll be watching that Clemson game at Rigsby's, me and Mattman.
You're going to watch a blowout. You better study up on it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Y'all bring yourselves on to Ingles for me and Fatbo, and then bring yourselves to Rigsby's for me and Mattman.
Go get your groceries, and then come have a few beers and watch football.
Yeah,
there
man.
We go.
You seen their smoked burgers? They look delicious.
I started following them on social media yesterday.
They got smoked wings.
They take some pretty pictures of food.
Ain't nothing better than smoked wings.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, I've never done those. Paige, what is going on in the Plex?
Well, Christian Bale has some advice for Robert Pattinson, who's playing the next Batman, which is kind of an interesting choice of character.
Is that a definite?
Yeah.
It's not rumor?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he has one piece of advice for him, and we'll get into that next in your Eyes Guys headline.
All right, solid. Can't touch it. I love Batman.
An emo Batman now?
He can't be that pale. He's got to start spray tanning. All right, we'll get to that next. Batman talk right after this. Headlines. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys. Tickle it, guys.
93.3.
Planet Rise!
Football.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.